Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon to you, Ruth.
Good evening, how are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you doing?
Great, thank you. Cold, it's freezing here.
Oh man, tell me about it. It's cold.
It's terrible.
Yeah, and I understand there's a cold front coming this coming weekend. So yeah, man, it's not easy and it's not getting easier.
Yeah, no, we are going through it.
We're going through a lot, man.
Yeah.
We want to talk about mentorship and coaching. You know, mentorship programs in the workplace are strong tools for improving employee performance. Leaders who know how to and actively mentor and coach their team can identify areas for improvement, provide guidance, and support their team members to reach their full potential. Now, Ruth, what are the benefits of mentoring both mentors and mentees?
I believe that mentorships are very, very important, especially in the workplace, because as someone who is in a senior position, you know that when you were in a junior position, you know, when you were younger in the industry, you were blind. You didn't know anything, you know, and now you have gained knowledge and everything, and you're now in a position to pass it on to someone instead of going through those blind places, making mistakes and making poor decisions. You're helping someone to avoid all that and just transition well and grow well in the company and in the industry. And so the benefits of mentoring for the mentee is that they gain valuable insights, guidance and support. And they also develop new skills and knowledge, and they enhance career development and networking opportunities. And also there's an increase in confidence and self-awareness. So because you have all this information that is coming from a positive space, you know, you get confident, you work better, you hold your head high, and you can work well in the workplace. You do well, you perform well. And so that's the benefit for the mentee. And for the mentor, there's also benefits. You know, you are sharpening your leadership skills, your coaching skills. You're checking yourself. Do I now know what I'm doing? Am I able to help someone through this phase of their life? You're also enhancing your own knowledge and understanding through shared experiences. You know, you've got a story to tell. You know, you've been through that situation to say, I remember this happened to me and I did 1, 2, 3, 4. But I think if you did ABC, you would cope better. It would be better for you. So you have more wisdom. You know, you have gained wisdom that you can pass on. And you also build meaningful relationships and network. You'll find that now in the digital age, we have our senior workers who may not be so digital, but we have the Gen Zs, the younger ones who know these digital things, and they can pass on their knowledge. And, you know, there's an exchange of information. And so we can call this transformational mentorship, where both the mentee and the mentor are benefiting from each other.
Thank you for that. Now, how can leaders then identify employees who would benefit from a mentorship relationship?
There's always that employee who looks promising. You know, you can tell that if this one with just a tweak here and a tweak there, a push here and a push there, they will go far. And so you are looking out for the employee with potential for growth and development, number one. And you're also looking for individuals who are seeking career advancement or transition. You'll find that sometimes it's the mentee who will reach out to you for assistance. You know, so they want to advance in their career. They'll come to you and say, can you help me? Can you show me how? Can you give me the ropes on how to do this? And so we have such situations. And then there are those who demonstrate willingness to learn, and they take feedback in a positive way. And finally, there's employees who could benefit from guidance and support. There are those who are genuinely struggling and could do with some assistance.
True. And in fact, I think that if a manager is, as you were saying earlier, vigilant enough, you're able to pick up those who could actually benefit from mentorship. Now, what skills and qualities make for an effective mentor?
An effective mentor.
Yep.
You need to be an active listener and have empathy. You should put yourself in the other person's shoes and ask yourself, what kind of help would I want if I was in this situation? And that's what you would give that person.
Mm-hmm.
And you also need to practice effective communication and feedback. You need to be able to give feedback. When your mentee tells you something, give feedback. When you have observed something, give feedback such that there's growth between the two of you. And then as the mentor, you should also be able to set goals for your mentee to say, by this time, this is what we should have achieved. And you should also be able to provide guidance and knowledge. You also need to be patient and understanding. Not everyone is a quick learner, you know. So be patient and understanding. Yes.
Mm. Now, what are the best ways to support your mentee in reaching their goals, in your view?
The best way to help them reach their goals. I think, first of all, your mentee needs to have their own goals already. You know, do they have their own goals? What are they trying to reach? What are they trying to become? Clarify that, make that clear. And then after that, communicate, reach out, give feedback, and that way, there's some progress in that respect. That's how they can reach their goals.
Now, in your view, those who wish to have a mentor, because earlier you spoke about the possible mentor being the one who is able to pick up that I could use this opportunity to mentor my team, etc. But what about that one person who wish and feel like they need a mentor? What do they do?
You're saying that the manager feels that an employee needs a mentor.
No. The employee needs a mentor. Uh-huh. What do they go to HR? Do they say, please get me anybody who can mentor? Or they directly go to this person that they want to get mentorship from?
I think, first of all, look into your industry and look for the people that inspire you.
Mm-hmm.
You can reach out to them, LinkedIn and, you know, such social media. Reach out to them and ask them questions, ask for assistance. You know, sometimes it doesn't have to be formal. Just ask a question, ask for assistance. What is your thoughts on this? What is your thoughts on that? You never know. They might reach back to you. They might reach out to you and assist you. And then, you need to have confidence. Reach out to whoever you need assistance from. It's you who needs the help. It's you who wants the growth. If you feel you need to go through HR, go through HR. If you feel you need to go directly to the manager or whoever it is, go to them, speak to them. And, you know, first of all, check, you know, do they have the experience and expertise that you want, that you need, you know? Check, you know, vet them also and check, is this person going to help me? Do they possess the qualities to help me?
And lastly, how long do you think a mentorship program should last for?
It depends, really. It can be anything from 6 months to a year. There are those who have their lifetime mentors, you know. You'll have the biggest CEO saying, this person has been my mentor all my life. Since I started working, I always talk to so-and-so and they help me see the way. So there's no one size fits all. A mentorship can be anything from 6 months to a lifetime. It just depends on what you're looking for and what kind of a relationship you have with your mentor.
In terms of the ones who are being mentored, do you find that there is 100% success on all of those who have gone through mentorship?
No. Sometimes the mentor and the mentee are mismatched.
Okay.
Yes, sometimes there's a mismatch. You know, so, you know, you're told you shouldn't meet your heroes.
Yeah.
Sometimes you shouldn't meet them. They may not be what you think they are. Yes, yes, yes. So sometimes it will work. Sometimes it will not work.
And so the two, in fact, before that mentorship begins, it is important to see and check if this is a compatible combination before that mentorship actually can take place. If not, they may then just have to look for another mentor.
Yes.
Well, I must thank you so much for coming through, Ruth Chagwinya, talking to us about mentorship and coaching. Thank you so, so much for your time. Blessings to you and have a great evening.
Thank you so much. Have a great evening too, and God bless you.
Lovely. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.